This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya.
Wow.
And there are more than half of Americans who love that. They think that that is an excellent thing and 100% right. And I mean, I'm not going to get in the way and say, if you believe that or you support that, you're a good person or a bad person. It's not really my game these days. I don't care. But I'm here for the spectacle. I'm looking at what can I talk about. I don't let my personal views get in the way of what I just witnessed, which was an incredible effort on her part. And in my opinion, very, very successful. She made that reporter look like shit. Ryan says, I don't want to take your thunder, but yeah, she's in the news today. White House says Trump wasn't calling for executions after condemning Democrats' military video. No, I did not see that. Thank you, though. And that is referring to the Trump posting on Truth Social that Hillary Slotkin, when she said encouraging like,
looks great at 60
members of ICE, hey, don't obey those orders, whatever the fuck. Trump was like, yeah, that's seditious behavior punishable by death. Thank you for the tip off, Ryan. I love the fact that this, you know, in a lot of ways, people have suggested, Alyssa Slotkin, what did I say? People have suggested that when these moments happen, it's Trump trying to distract. It's called Wag the Dog. There was a whole movie about this.
Let's go now to our White House correspondent, Haley Bull. She is live on the North Lawn. And Haley, the rhetoric seemed to be interesting today. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Del, the White House appearing to try to shift the conversation.
Oh, boy. Bad puker.
Criticizing the questioning of the president's comments themselves and not the questioning of the comments from Democratic lawmakers.
Chick's name is Haley Bull.
Makers behind it. To back this up, what we are seeing unravel, several Democratic lawmakers with history serving in the intelligence community and military released a video calling for those communities to refuse illegal orders. The president took to Truth Social in a number of posts, writing, quote, seditious behavior punishable by death. In another post, he said, quote, each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, when asked if the president wants to execute lawmakers, said no, and again criticized.
Chris writes, if you can't see this, sorry, but Chris wrote, maybe run a comb through your hair. Oh, God.
That discussion, maintaining that there could be chaos caused by the words of those lawmakers, standing by their belief that the lawmakers are insinuating that Trump's orders are illegal.
She is speaking like every single word ends in a period.
This afternoon, we are hearing from those Democratic lawmakers who released that initial video, and they stated, quote, we are veterans and national security professionals who love the country and swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. That oath lasts a lifetime, and we intend to keep it. No threat, intimidation, or call for violence will deter us from that sacred obligation.
I can't stand it. Is there an update? Is there anything new? Uh, White House insists Trump wasn't calling for the execution. Yeah, but he did. So, I don't know. And even if he did, I don't think it matters with Trump. Is anybody going to be executed? Of course not. You probably shouldn't do that, though, because, you know, that type of talk might inspire some of these wackos that exist in the world. Bread Bowl Brain Chris is going hard on Haley Bowl. First, he attacks her about having hair that he didn't like. And now he's beating her up about no makeup. What the hell has gotten into you? Ryan says, holy reporter voice. Murder lover Linda said, I referred to her as Hillary Slotkin. You're right, Alyssa Slotkin. Amanda says, Bob called her a horse face. Okay, so Bob calls her a horse face. Bread Bowl Brain Chris is letting her have it because he doesn't like the lack of makeup and also doesn't like her hair. There is a lot of Eric Zane that is influencing the audience today. Proof positive that I really don't need to do all the heavy lifting these days. Amanda says, it's today, man. You would think that they were calling her a piggy. Patrick says, in her defense, the makeup wouldn't help. Horrible. Megan is rolling her eyes, and I don't blame her. Joe Martinez is here. He says, if the Dems take the House and the Senate back, that dumb shit is going to flip. Runner girl Amy points out, I love when everyone feeds off each other in the comments. Oh, 100%. And you're a lot of the times leading the brigade. Most would agree that Amy is kind of like a mild-mannered, polite soul. But lately in particular, she has been dropping hard bombs on people that aren't deserving. Like we were talking about a child that was born with cerebral palsy and can't talk and is in a wheelchair. And she said, they ought to throw that kid in the ocean. It was awful. I can't believe she did that. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors that help make this show go. Skydive Grand Haven. Brand new. This is a rare 2-week sponsorship. And it's important that I move the meter in these 2 weeks. If I move the meter in these 2 weeks, they will be back. This is a straight up market and you buy. Now, what we have here is an Eric Zane Show podcast special. What was $299 for an 8,000 foot tandem jump coming up in the summer of 26? You can get it. Was $299, now $199 through Black Friday. If you've always wanted to do this, you'll never find a lower price than right now. And if you buy it, the only marketing that they're doing right now is with my show. I get credit for it. If I get credit for it, they're back. So one of two things you can do. Actually, buy it for $199, give it away as a gift to someone, or use it yourself. That's up to you. It's a very unique gift, perfect for that special someone who might be interested in some type of thing like this. Skydive Grand Haven, you can see them right over here, just before the BC Pizza logo. Go to skydivegrandhaven.com. And then at the top, it says shop gift certificates. Once you do that, you'll see a bunch of different things that show up on the screen. Click where it says $199 Black Friday. That's my sale. When you buy that, between now and through Black Friday, I get credit. So if you've been thinking about it, do it. All right. For you or someone you know or love, you have through Black Friday. That means the day after Black Friday, it's going back up to $299. So you got to buy. And if you buy, you're really helping me out because I've got my audience supporting me in a way that the good folks at Skydive Grand Haven are like, oh, this is fantastic. The old return on investment. If this is not for you, or if you're like, I can't think of anybody who would like this. When you see my post on Facebook every day announcing this Black Friday sale with Skydive Grand Haven, please, on your social media, share it or retweet it on X. Or I don't even know if you would say retweet on X anymore. But for sure, share it so that people in your circle will see it. And if you share it again, like the next day. And then the next day, because there'll be a different post. I'm trying to get as many asses in the seats as possible to ensure a successful advertising campaign for the good folks over at Skydive Grand Haven, which will help me out in the long run. I have another brand new sponsor that you'll be hearing a lot about in the coming days, weeks, months, years. Merchant Automotive. They're in Zeeland, Michigan. Now, for those of you that live in the area where I live, near Zeeland, Michigan, and you have a diesel truck with a Duramax engine and or a Allison transmission, and you're in the weeds about how to repair it, they are the authorities on those two things, Duramax engines, Allison transmissions. Merchant-automotive.com. Owned and operated by the one, the only, Eric Merchant, who drives the number 6 limited late model at Berlin. When you go to their website, merchant-automotive.com, their contact info is up there. You can call, talk to somebody yourself, or you can do the old connect with us and do it that way. You can also shop by category. In addition to repairing what I just talked about, they sell products that they make there themselves to anyone around the world. A lot of aftermarket things that can help the performance of your vehicle. They're their kit lineup. So there are several kits that you can purchase at Merchant Automotive, and the possibilities are endless. Stuff for your cooling system, heating and air conditioning, fuel system, steering and suspension. Basically, if you're the DIY pro, they have everything that you could possibly want at Merchant Automotive. Pardon me. Find them at merchant-automotive.com. And thank you to Eric Merchant and the crew over there. Bob says they have dirty diesels and Irvines is hybrid EVs. Megan says that Eric Merchant is a good friend of mine. We don't work on the same stuff. Yeah, you know, I mean, there can be only one business in the area that services cars, and that is Irvines. All makes and models, EVs and hybrids. And, of course, Merchant is for exactly what Bob said. Allison transmission and Duramax diesel engines. Amanda had asked the question, isn't that a conflict of interest for Irvines? And Megan says, no. Totally different. What Amanda just did there is nothing wrong, but that gives you a good idea about why advertising, you have to make sure that the audience, that you repeat the message as much as possible, because most of the time when it comes to marketing, most people don't pay attention to marketing. That's why you have to work really hard to make sure that they hear it. Literally, I've been talking about Irvines for 7 years, but a lot of the times most consumers when they hear any type of advertising, they don't tune in the way they do otherwise. And that's one of the tricks. You have to figure out how to keep them engaged. Megan enjoying the show. And also is Chris, who is at the Chicago airport. I remember he talked about this on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. He's on his way to New Mexico to see his dad and to get a new truck that he bought. So, all right, that's incredible. And then you're going to drive it back. Yet another vehicle for our pal Chris in Buffalo. Boy, New Mexico to Buffalo. So let me just look that up. New Mexico to Buffalo mileage. Ugh. That is intense, my friend. You're going to drive back this far? What a cock. What part of Mexico or New Mexico? Mexico. Because this is literally in the middle of New Mexico, and it's a 1,600 some odd miles drive, actually almost 1,700. 24 hours of driving. And you're alone. Be careful because, you know, when I am driving and I'm 2-3 hours in a vehicle, I'm tired at that point. You're going to have to do some sleeping. I sure hope you don't plan on doing this in 2 days. Unless you have a backup driver with you. Oh, my God. He says that I make it in 2 days. Santa Fe to Buffalo. Ugh, dude. That is so much driving. Holy shit. Ugh. The farthest I went was right here on the map. Virgin, Utah, which is right on the border of Arizona. That was when I went from Zion Canyon or Grand Rapids to Zion Canyon. Hold on a second here. Easy story time. Virgin, Utah from Hudsonville. First trip we ever took with an RV was this trip right here, the dark blue. And when I saw the, it says 25 hours. Think about this. I was so green when it comes to traveling by automotive or RV that to me, I thought 25 hours meant we'll be there the next day. What that means is you're actually moving for 25 hours. That doesn't include eating, sleeping, bathroom breaks. Now, that far of a trip, like right now, for 1,770 miles, ooh, that would be tough to do in 3 days, let alone the time that I did it. Day one, we drove from Hudsonville to Des Moines, which meant I think I had more than 1,000 miles after I knocked off that amount. So 1,700 miles is what I needed to get, 1,770 miles. And on day one of the trip to Zion, we knocked off. Oh, shit, I'm fucking this up. Not many miles. 481. Oh, my God. That means on day two, we woke up at 6 a.m. at a truck stop in Des Moines, and I had another 1,288 miles to go. So we headed out down the road. And the next, okay, so I drove all day, and then it becomes nighttime. I didn't stop till I got to Virgin, Utah at about 2 in the morning. So that was 20 hours of driving, roughly, 2, 3 in the morning that I got to the destination. Pitch black, middle of nowhere, plateau-type landscape, and it was a bitch. And I remember hallucinating, and Diana had to, you know, like in an RV, there's space in between. She had to sit next to me and keep pinching me as we kept going. And so that was probably the worst planned trip ever, because in addition to that, I didn't know that in the RV that I had at the time, it never occurred to me that I have to fill up the potable water tank. You know, so you get like a 50, 60 gallon water tank in that thing so that you can cook, go to the bathroom, take a shower. I didn't do any of that. And so we get 25 miles from home and or out the door, and Jackie goes, "There's no water." And I'm like, "Oh no." Matt writes, "Holy shit, give me more details, Steve Zane." Sorry. In order to get water into that thing, you know those car washes where you have the high-pressured hose? I had to jam one of those wands where you put the fresh water in. The thing about those freshwater hoses, they don't really put out, or those high-pressure hoses, they don't really put out a large volume of water. It's just high pressure because of the nozzle. So I had to stand there with that stupid thing at a car wash, pumping quarters into the thing in Des Moines, Iowa, for like 15 minutes. Spent a ton of money to fill that fucking thing up. It was ridiculous. All right, and then we took off, and it was a goddamn nightmare getting there. Matt asks, "What color was the hose?" Let's see. Piano Banger, Finger Banger says, "Where were you when you drove 500 miles in the wrong direction and then had to trade your sheepdog van for a scooter?" And then Amy said, "Is this a real story?" And I guess no. I think that's from a film. Bob says, "Did you leave the car wash setting on soap instead of rinse?" Now, that would have been the worst. Matt asks, "What year were the quarters that you put in?" There is a brand new sport in Australia that has one rule: run straight into another human at max velocity. Run Nation held its first trial in Sydney. The crowd loved every violent second. This is rugby for people who thought the dodging part is unnecessary. Get ready for this. First hit. Knocked out. Jeez. These are two big dudes. Okay, now, basically, it's just a meathead bashing of skulls. That guy hurt his knee there. Look at this guy. This dude takes off his shirt. This fat ass. Whammo! dude just kind of stood there. Stood that guy right up. Shit. This is some painful shit right here. That's all I need to see forever on this. Unless if there's a muppety flippity leg break. Murder lover Linda says, my son would love watching this. Stevie says, what the hell is this? How stupid. Yeah. David in Hudsonville says it takes a special kind of idiot to do that. What do you think is worse? Guy who does that or MMA guy? I think this is a lot worse. MMA guy has an unbelievable skill set. This isn't anything other than just running and hitting them, you know? I mean, MMA guy truly is going to get his brains bashed in, so that's not the smartest thing in the world, but... Stevie says the chat is really on fire today. Piano Finger Banger says, LOL, dude, that car wash water isn't reused. It's fresh. Oh, well, that's terrible. Piano Finger Banger says, source used to work at a car wash. Yeah, we probably drank semen. Black Belt Nick says, that is worse. MMA is fun. Everybody agrees that Run Nation is silly and stupid and pointless. I'm not a fan of MMA. The only time I watch MMA is when there's highlights. Okay? I don't know. My feeble brain just can't handle it. All right. Thank you to Tyler. That would be Spooky Tyler who sent along. There was, I guess, an issue at Miss Universe 2025 where some of the contestants or one of the contestants or something like that happened, wiped out while doing the walk around the stage in the evening gown. Check it out. Here we go. Oh, did she ever disappear? How do you do this? She has to have fallen into some type of abyss, never to be seen again, right? And there's this one. They're just going to put a casket out there for her. Boy, she was really something else, too. She looked great. Wow! Oh. That is frightening. What cracks me up is, according to Spooky Tyler, as a career, that lady who fell is an ophthalmologist. Yeah, the joke has written itself there. Birch Barlow said Max Weinberg must have said it was time to go home to her. Ryan says, broken face. Tyler says there was another contestant who wiped out too. I didn't see that one. Okay, this might be it. I I don't know what she's doing. She's walking out with like a... Okay.
Great Britain. This costume parallels Danielle with Eliza Doolittle from My Fair Lady, highlighting her early hardships and self-actualized transformation. Sporting two looks, it's one for the books, Great Britain. Eliza Doolittle from My Fair Lady,
highlighting her
early hardships and self-actualized transformation.
Shit-eating once again.
Sporting two looks, it's one for the books.
Oh,
Great Britain.
No. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Am I the only one who finds beauty pageants to be the most cringy shit ever? Bob says, not alone. Rebecca says, I agree, super cringy. And that this was the opposite of the swimsuit competition. Bob says, in the face! Tyler, Spooky Tyler says, Jamaica disappeared. Great Britain bounced her face off the stage. I have a pal that does pageants, Jackie Green. And it's been like in her life, she's been doing it for her whole life. And got her daughter into it, Greenlee. And I guess she's quite good at it. And I don't like to ask too many questions, about your skill set. But, you know, like if you're in sports, your skill set is the sport. You're good at the sport. Well, I guess this is the skill set is to carry yourself in a particular way, to look good and in model-like fashion. I don't know. I mean, it's an acquired skill set that only a small percentage of the population can pull off. I cannot be critical of pageant girl guy. Linda says, I have a horrible joke about JonBenet and pageants that just came to mind, but I won't say it. She's being accused of blueballing. Then she says, all right, if you insist, she's probably glad she's dead, so she didn't have to do shit like that anymore. You know, that joke doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that people made you tell it. It doesn't surprise me that you were thinking of it. The chat has become a bunch of animals. All right. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to say any crazy shit because I can just look at the chat. Rebecca says, murder lover Linda out here murdering already dead pageant kids. All right. As we sit here, I need to go to the boys' room, so I'm going to leave you with something to listen to while I'm away. Last time we spoke, or last time we did this, I played for you Freebeer's Brain Tumor Talk because it's nearly 3 minutes. Steve's echo effect is getting quite long as well. I think I can get back here in the 2 minutes and 10 seconds, 2 minutes and 12 seconds to use the boys' room. So I am going to take an intermission to go tinkle, and you can enjoy the awesomeness of Steve's echo effect.
That must make banking hard.
That must make banking difficult.
Direx or whatever it is.
Direx.
Race you to dead man's curve.
Yeah. Dead
because
man's
people
curve.
Die. They'll say, I'll give it a goog.
Give it a goog.
I'll pee in that cup.
I'll pee in that cup.
Is that why you call me Mrem all the time?
Mrem.
Just ask Toggy. And,
Toggy. You dipstick?
Yeah, you dipstick.
Yep. They call French fries pom frites.
The sound of those 10-disc CD changers in the trunk.
I'm a video game dog.
I'm a video game dog.
Max Joe Steele is back.
Max Joe Steele.
Wait to use that someday.
Shitty face cut.
Face cut.
You guys ever feel like Big Bread?
Big Bread.
Maybe the paper will talk about it. That's the 90s.
The paper.
Still calls sex beating the night terrors.
Beating the night terrors.
I dated a guy who thought it was a good idea to aggressively nibble the bean while he was at Y-Town.
I nibbled the bean at Y-Town.
My mother-in-law makes puke. That's what she calls it.
Puke.
Tiger shark, like across the sleeves and everything. It has a guy on a jet ski that says, Monte Carlo.
Tiger shark.
We're going for the oversized
Monte Carlo.
An endearingly saccharine person named.
Amen. Endearingly saccharine person.
Felid of the Panthera genus.
Panthera genus.
Broketron, unite.
Broketron.
The little lightning jump rope team.
The little lightning jump rope team. Nothing. He wants to be nothing. When I grow up, I want to be nothing.
Fancy Sam's or whatever. I don't know.
Suck me up into his bank tube of love.
His bank tube of love.
Frosted flakes and dirt on it.
Frosted flakes like, and dirt.
Do I?
There's a long line at the register.
There's a long line at the cash register.
At the last minute, I decided to go in to herd her out of there.
I went in there to herd my wife out of there.
Yeah. This person says, I quit Ty Bo within an hour with Billy Blanks fell into my closet.
Dude,
Ty Bo.
I couldn't walk to the store to get a Faygo Moon Myth.
It's true.
And a woman has won the 2025 Florida Python.
A woman.
It looks like a merkin.
Megan says, I hate this. I can understand that, but it's still incredible. Piano Finger Banger says, my God. Rebecca says, I'm dumber now that I've listened to this. Corn Pop says, awful. Rebecca says, is Eric punishing us for something we did? Matt says, that show should be considered a war crime. It absolutely violates the Geneva Convention. I've got a number of things that I want to play for you that our pal, Man Bun Chris, sent our way. Rando online has a question of the day. Let's discuss it.
Question today is, for $1 million, would you rather have to stay in a room for 1 week? You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to sleep, but you can't talk, you can't make any noise, you can't do anything else, no phone, no stimulation or anything. 1 week in a room by yourself. Or have to only eat white bread for one full year.
This is the easiest thing on the planet. I would take the first one. How hard could that be? I mean, that's not even close. And you have to be in there. You can't even speak out loud to yourself. I don't even care if that's the case. I mean, honestly, most of my time is spent talking to myself anyway. I'll just think to myself. Taking that over just eating white bread for a year? There's like massive health ramifications if you do that. Stevie says no dogs for a week. No thanks. I'll take the bread. Well, it didn't say that, did it?
Would you rather have to stay in a room for 1 week? You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to sleep, but you can't talk. You can't make any noise. You can't do anything else. No phone, no stimulation or anything. 1 week in a room by yourself. Or.
Okay, by yourself. Do they feed you in the room? I guess. Not interacting with anyone for 1 week. I'll do that for free. Of course, you're Spooky Tyler. I don't think that's a tough decision, but some of you would actually eat the bread for a week. Oh, man. Scott Van Pelt from the Scott SVP podcast is frustrated with people leaving him messages about a loan that he did not sign up for. Dogs cannot be in the room, Megan. Here's Scott Van Pelt about this exact thing. Decent rant here. I like this.
I don't know how to make it stop.
By the way, this guy, Scott Van Pelt, he looks like he hasn't aged, but he looks like he's always looked like his body's riddled with cancer. Like he's always looked quite sick.
I don't know
sick.
How to make it stop, but I just wanted to say to the loan processing department, fund review division, whatever made up bullshit company you say, I didn't apply for a loan for $68,000. My file is not just a couple of pieces of information away from being approved because I didn't apply for a f***ing loan. Please stop calling my phone and leaving me messages every single day. Creating this pseudo fake.
Hey, I've just been looking at your file and
there's like a little chuckle. It's incredible how sinister you bad actors are. Who's the folks that you call that go, son of a bitch, all I got to do is give them this information for the loan. They know they didn't apply for a loan, don't they?
No. There's too many stupid people in the world. That's why they're still doing it. They're successful at it.
I assume they must not, or you wouldn't be doing this. I get messages every single day, multiple times
five
a day.
Times.
And it's John, it's Maria, it's none of them are real people. It's incredible when I get from different numbers on different days and I'll compare them and I'll say, oh, it's the exact same recording. And then it's even scarier. It's like clearly AI, real charming, folksy kind of way. All I got to do is give you that information and you're going to unlock the funds. It's like the reverse of Glengarry Glen Ross. The leads. We need the good leads. No, you just need the information, and then I get the money for a low, low rate.
I didn't apply for a loan. Jesus Christ. How do I make it stop?
You can't.
Who do I call?
I tried blocking a number. It comes from another number.
It's never the same number.
It's unreal.
We're never answering, so you're clear. You can leave them until forever. And then I suppose maybe at some point I'll get dementia, and then I'll give you the info, and then off to the races. I beg of you, universe, whoever, how do we make it not a thing?
I guess you just surrender to it.
No, don't give up.
Okay, no, there is, you do give up. What they're looking for, what they're looking for is an elderly person. And there are tens of, if not hundreds of millions of susceptible to that type of persuasion, elderly Americans. And it's easy. You're just not in the demo. But you will be at some point. I think we're seeing more and more successful scammers do that. I think that the scammers in general are getting fairly good at that in a way that's the bread and butter. Beforehand, you'd get like a phone call or you'd get... Sometimes they would try to get your access to your bank account, that type of fraud. But that's even been able to be protected a hell of a lot more. The easy way to do it is just speak to an elderly person. There are so many of them in the United States. It's easy as pie. My God. Speaking of the elderly, next week I will be going to the Thanksgiving get-together with Meathead, Joanne, and a number of my extended family for Thanksgiving. And we're going to be crashing at Meathead's. Not Meathead's. Remember how I described to you that they're staying at my stepsister's husband's house? They live right on a lake. They have a second house right next to it. That's where my dad is staying with Joanne while she continues her recovery, which is she's doing great. So we're getting ready for a blowout. Now, I am on the hook for the Slaughter the Turks Easy Sweet Potato Spectacular. If you have not yet tried the Slaughter the Turks Easy Sweet Potato Spectacular, you must do this. Between now and my last show prior to Thanksgiving, up until Thanksgiving, I guess Wednesday would be my last show next week. I will post the recipe for you. I used to never like sweet potatoes until I started making them. Every person that has my Slaughter the Turks Easy Sweet Potato Spectacular says, "This is the greatest sweet potatoes I've ever had. It's like a candy treat. This is not diet food." I'm excited to make them. You can make them too. For the low, low cost of nothing when you click on the link in the comments. So there isn't a single bit of a Thanksgiving feast that I don't like. You think about all the amazing foods on one plate, and I am a full-on taste mashup, taste explosion type of guy. I'll start with different spots. Like, the plate is big to begin with. You got the turkey. You've got mashed. You've got gravy. You've got stuffing. You've got cranberry. You've got sweet potatoes. You got green bean casserole. You've got mac and cheese, homemade mac and cheese, outstanding mac and cheese, all on one plate. And then I will actually take that, and with a sharp knife, I will start to cut and blend it all together so it becomes like a enormous Thanksgiving shepherd's pie. I could make a replica Devil's Tower just like Richard Dreyfuss in that movie. None of you get that reference. No, I take it back. Maureen gets it. Linda gets it. Brett Bullbrain, Chris gets it. The rest of you don't get that. David gets it. He's old, too. Birch Barlow, he gets it. Close Encounters. Maureen says, nope, I don't get it. Great movie, by the way. And considering it was the mid-1970s, outstanding special effects. Steven Spielberg. Terrific. When we traveled to Devil's Tower, man, what a visit. That place is awesome. There's a campground right at the base of Devil's Tower where every night they show the film Close Encounters. You're outside. They got a big screen. The sun is setting. You're looking at the screen. Just to the right of the screen in the background as the sun sets, you are looking at the shadow. Well, the darkened pillar that goes however high in the sky, 500 feet, 600 feet, 700 feet, while the sun sets. And then you watch the film, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's fucking nuts. Oh. When you come out from your trip up the tower or to the tower, walk around it, you drive out and there's a prairie dog village. And it wasn't put there. It's just there. And you're not supposed to touch them because they will come up to you. But they carry the bubonic plague. No lie. The prairie dogs. And it doesn't hurt them, but it's going to kill you and you're going to start a black plague. But you pull your car over and you're just literally looking at all these little fuckers come out, look around at you. Hey, and then they dip back in the hole. And then there's hundreds of prairie dogs, which are adorable. Hold on. Prairie Dog Park, Devil's Tower.
Quickest way to...
I love this trip. There's the tower. Holy shit. That's it. You pull over. See all these mounds? That's what little fuckers come out of. Look at, there's one. There's another one. There's another one. And they're fat as fuck. Look at that little fat bastard. He goes in there. There's another one over here. He's fat as shit. There he is, prairie dog. And I sat here smoking cigarettes for like an hour. She loves these types of creatures with hands. Like raccoons. She would have stolen one for sure. What's that chick? I've been waiting for this my whole life! Easy music, much hotter than Mike. Oh, sorry about that. Piano Finger Banger says, all I can hear is the music and not a word that Easy is saying. Music too loud, voice too low, my bad. My bad. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, there's prairie dog shooting competitions out west. I don't want to be part of that. Anyway, how did I get on that? I don't even remember how I got to this point. Ladies and gentlemen, on November 19th, which was just 2 days ago, that was, turns out to be the 20th anniversary of the greatest moment in sports history. And as Maureen says, sweet potatoes led us to that. And I'm talking about the Malice at the Palace.
To the 12th.
Apologies for the rough video, because this is at a time, I guess, when they didn't have that great of video. But let's go back in time and enjoy this.
To the 12, all five starters in double figures. The Patriots have played a very intelligent game tonight.
Ben Wallace was fouled, and Wallace did.
All right, Ben Wallace.
Right at our.
He shoves Ron Artest. Okay, and that's what gets that. Then they're playing the feud.
Test. This has potential to be serious if they don't get between. Wallace upset. Players trying to hold each other off. Steven Jackson and Rasheed Wallace trying to be peacemakers. Now Jackson yelling. Wallace still going. You need the coaches in there to get him away.
All right, so then they're breaking him up. No big deal.
Jackson.
This guy's squaring up. This Jackson guy.
Challenging Derek Coleman. Somebody should just get Jackson out of it.
As possible.
The problem is, if Wallace is ejected, I'm not sure.
All right, now, this is the moment. It was an edit. Artest is laying on the scorer's table. And you'll see the cup right there land and hit him in the face. It came from out of nowhere. Now, he has no idea who threw it. He just knows the general direction where it came from. Well, that's all it took. And that lighted the spark.
Sure.
And he goes, I'm going to go beat up a fan.
So
then he runs into the stands. And now see this guy in the white hat and the blue. He threw the cup. Artest was close. He ran by the guy and went to this guy who has his mouth open wearing the black shirt and beats him up.
Scorer's table and is trying to get down to the bench. This is awful. Fans are getting involved. Steven Jackson's in the fans. Rasheed Wallace going into the stands. The security trying to somehow restore order. Fans and players are going at it, and the players trying to help each other out.
This is a disgrace.
No, it's not.
All the players now, they're jumping in there to try and get the other players out because the fans have come involved.
Here's Chauncey Billups.
Oh, what a...
He's probably saying, ah, man, let's go play some cards. I'm going to take all your money.
Sad scene here at the Palace. And now another fight's breaking out in front of the Pistons bench.
Okay, I like this one moment when the player for the Pacers. He socks like a fan right
this
in the
is
face.
Very, very dangerous. Fans are throwing cups with liquid in them now onto the court. Ron Artest has a look in his eye that's very scary right now. You wonder if the official's going to let this game continue. Now they're throwing bottles out onto the floor. They're trying to get the Pacers to go back to the locker room. What was maybe you could call a hard foul at best has turned into just a... an ugly, ugly scene.
All right. I always liked the people that were like, this is terrible. This is so bad. I'm like, fuck that. We need more of that. Bob says, can't challenge a guy who hits him in a cup with the face. Maureen says, this is why we can't have bottled drinks in arenas anymore. My God, what a moment. 20 years ago on Wednesday, the Malice at the Palace. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, thank you to more of my key sponsors. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. Find them at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Great place to get your car fixed. Any car, make or model, any EV, any hybrid. The place where the dealers take drop-off cars to get them fixed when they can't do it. That's how good they are there. Tyler says, I'll never forget that game. My dad turned the channel when I wanted to watch the ending, then flipped it back after the action already happened. Oh, my God. Thank you, as always, to Irvine's for supporting the show and being part of the great food giveaway. You guys are absolutely awesome. Great team over there. Great local business. Give them a call, 616-532-6600. They have free loaner cars for you. Can't forget about Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com at 616-828-8225. If you're in the West Michigan area and you need a tree removed, stump ground up, tree trimmed, storm damage, got you down, tree risk assessment, Kuiper Tree Care can help. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. Call or text 616-828-8225. How about King's Room Barbershop? Three locations in West Michigan. Northland Drive. They got one in Caledonia, and they've got one at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Full schedule, exact locations at their website, kingsroom.net. Haircut will set you back $21 at King's Room Barbershop. Finally, the authority on health care for the Affordable Care Act is Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop. If you have your insurance through the Affordable Care Act, you probably have questions, and Frank's going to answer them for you. And all you need to do is go to appointmentwithfrank.com and book an appointment with either Frank or Isaac. Today, appointmentwithfrank.com for more information. I need an asshole of the day before I wrap this show up. Murder lover Linda says Carolyn Leavitt Tyler says asshole of the day Miss Jamaica. A lot of people are attacking the White House spokesperson. I don't know if I can get behind that. Again, I am very bipartisan when it comes to things. And, it's not something that I would like. But many Americans love Carolyn Leavitt for how she took Trump, referring to a reporter as Piggy and saying quiet while he stuck his finger in her face, how she flipped that and made it seem like it was the reporter's fault. But I still have to make an asshole of the day. I mean, I'm still on the hook for that. And I know that Carolyn Leavitt did a great job because I'm now convinced that it's the reporter's fault. So the Piggy reporter is the asshole of the day. Can you believe she did that? Asked a question of Trump? Ryan writes, fuck yes. That is my time. Thank you for being here on the free podcast. Join me on Patreon at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till next time, folks, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.